state candidates come to Haines to discuss education policy and funding. And Senator Mark Begich says Alaskans' feet are getting wet with foreign-made extra tufts.
You know, these are pieces of equipment that, you know, take a lot of wear and tear. And
it's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Candidates for Alaska House District 34 were in Haines Monday to talk about education issues. Republican Representative Bill Thomas and his Democratic challenger Jonathan Christ Tompkins were joined by Senator Albert Kukesh at the Haines High School to discuss their take on education policy, priorities, and funding. The senator is running against Republican Senator Burt Stedman in the newly redrawn Senate District Q. Stedman did not attend Monday's event. The debate was hosted by the Haynesboro School Board and the Haines High School debate team. High school senior, debate team member, and newly elected member to the school board, Royal Henderson, asked questions composed by the school board and administration. The candidates all said education was their top priority as lawmakers or would-be lawmakers. Senator Kukesh said if he could, he would put education ahead of capital projects and create an endowment for education funding.
And I've thought to myself many a times that if we only had enough money to do one thing in a state, I would give up capital projects, I would give up increases in government programs, and I would fund education. I've always been an advocate in the state for an endowment for education, and I think we could still do it.
Differences started emerging between Thomas and Christ Tompkins when issues of funding for education were discussed. Christ Tompkins emphasized that the state needs to forward fund education to keep up with inflation.
I mean, every year you've got school districts, school boards, teachers, administrators, parents in the dark about how much money is going to be coming back to schools. And there's just no reason for that.
Thomas said forward funding has been going on, but the state has not automatically increased the formula each year.
Yes, I believe forward funding we do, but not incremental automatic increases. Very hard to do when you don't know if you have the money. Right now we have a surplus, but that surplus can be gone in 4 or 5 years.
But Christ Tompkins shot back that with a surplus in the state budget and the proposed tax cuts to oil companies, there shouldn't be an issue with education funding increases.
And so to say there's no money available to increase education funding with inflation while we're talking about $2 billion tax cuts, I don't think is consistent, and I don't think is in the best interest of the state.
The candidates agreed that increasing the base student allocation was the best way to keep up with increasing costs, but candidates differed on how to approach the allocation. Thomas says the formula gets complicated by the expected reduction in federal education funds for rural schools through the forestry receipts. Thomas said in order to increase the allocation, schools need to try to get more students on their rolls.
You know, and then in Southeast, you have all the schools are shrinking. So it's not just increasing the formula. We got to get more students in the school. When you lose 50 kids, 75 kids, 300, I can find some numbers here where, you know, the student count has gone down, and people try to offset it by getting more student-based allocation. You need children in the school. But, you know, if you want to increase education, get kids back in the school and you get your money back.
Christ Tompkins agreed base student allocation is the way to fund, but said again that funding needs to be tied to inflation, not pinned on the attempts to increase the student body.
Base student allocation is how we meet the rising costs of education in Alaska. But flat funding is not doing that, and that's what's happening right now, and that's why schools are hurting. And sure, we could try to import truckloads of kids, and more kids means more money, but proportionally, schools are still losing. In fact, if we were to import a whole bunch of kids into the Haines School District, the Haines School District would probably be seeing more red, because proportionally, per student, there's not enough money to go around. And so, I mean, tying or pegging education funding in Alaska to inflation, which is just merely keeping expenses on par with funding, I think is absolutely the answer. And it's not happening right now.
All three candidates said they support early education, including Head Start and Parents as Teacher programs. They said they also believe more funding should be directed to those programs. The consensus was also that the federal No Child Left Behind Act didn't work for Alaska and should be done away with. The Democrats, Kukesh and Christ Tompkins, spoke out against Governor Sean Parnell's performance scholarship. But Thomas, as chairman of the House Finance Committee, was in the conference committee when the bill was being worked out between the House and Senate. He talked about working out the disagreements over the bill to get it passed. He said he supported the bill because it gives at least some students the opportunity to stay in-state for college, which in turn keeps more Alaskans close to home. But Kukesh said he vehemently disagreed with Parnell about the program because he said many of the classes needed to qualify for the scholarship are not available for rural students. Kukesh said if he had his way, he would use the $400 million to fund the Head Start program for the whole state. Instead, he said the performance scholarships are disproportionately distributed to urban schools with the resources for students to qualify for the money.
We've had a call from ACLU saying they were thinking about filing suit against the state of Alaska for the disproportionate ability for a student to qualify for that scholarship. No, I don't support it. No, I don't support it. And I think you want to talk about a change? Okay, I'll talk about a change. You give that scholarship to those kids in my villages based on what is available to them. It's not their fault they do not have those classes available. It is not their fault.
Thomas and Christ Tompkins continue to agree about the importance of education funding. But Thomas said as chairman of the House Finance Committee, he's required to balance school funding with other state needs.
Everything is critically balanced.
KHNS will rebroadcast the entire forum beginning at 8 p.m. Wednesday evening. The audio is also posted on our news page at khns.org. Thomas and Christ Tompkins will meet again at a forum Thursday in Sitka. KHNS will air that forum live beginning at 6:35 Thursday evening, immediately following live coverage of the vice presidential debate. Listeners can submit questions for the Thomas Christ Tompkins Forum in advance to news@kcaw.org. Senators Kukesh and Stedman will meet on Wednesday in Ketchikan. They will talk with reporters and answer listeners' questions from 6 to 7 p.m. Wednesday evening. KHNS will air that forum live. Listeners can call 800-557-5723 during the forum to ask questions of the candidates or can email news@krbd.org. We've also posted those email addresses and phone number on our KHNS News Facebook page. Senator Stedman is also speaking in Haines on Saturday during the Haines Chamber of Commerce banquet. Just about every politician champions God, motherhood, and apple pie. U.S. Senator Mark Begich is adding rubber boots to the list. Begich, who was touring Southeast Alaska last week, says he's heard numerous complaints about extra toughs since production moved to China. He says what he jokingly calls sort of toughs leak and the soles separate after just a few weeks of wear.
Oddly enough, when I landed here in Ketchikan, we were on the ferry coming over, and a woman sitting across from us owns a store in Sitka and actually told us about a pile of these boots that she has to send back because they've fallen apart.
The sender sent a letter Friday to Honeywell Corporation, the New Jersey-based manufacturer of the popular boots. It protested the drop in quality and the loss of 250 to 300 jobs at the Illinois factory where extra tufts used to be made. Begich says his effort is similar to congressional protests against American Olympic uniforms and Air Force gear made in China.
When you think of things like extra tough or our military boots, you know, these are pieces of equipment that, you know, take a lot of wear and tear, and there's no better country that knows how to build things.
Begich said the extra tough manufacturer responded quickly, and he hopes to talk to them soon. An email from Honeywell spokesman Bruce Eric Anderson says the company has heard complaints about the boots' quality. He says it's reviewed and strengthened our manufacturing process to resolve the issues. Begich says he'll continue trying to get Honeywell to return production to the United States.
We've also said if there's issues within the tax code preventing you from doing that or causing you to move your plant overseas, let me know and let us work with you to solve that problem.
Honeywell spokesman Anderson says extra tough production moved to China to keep the company competitive in the global marketplace. He says the tax code is not the problem. Extra Tufts were first made by the tire company BF Goodrich. Honeywell bought the brand in 2008. 2 years later, it announced plans to move manufacturing to China. Begich, by the way, owns a pair of about six-year-old American-made boots. He says his wife has had her pair of Extra Tufts for about 20 years. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for his help with this report. Visit our news section online at khns.org and our KHNS News Facebook page. We're always open to your comments and appreciate hearing story ideas and topics important to you. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.
Tune in Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a broadcast of the Southeast Candidates Forum hosted by the Haines High School debate team. Jonathan Kreis Tompkins, Representative Bill Thomas, and Senator Albert Kukesh participated in the debate. That's a broadcast of the Southeast Candidates Forum held at the Haines School Wednesday at 8 p.m. on KHNS.